أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. We have to go to the remaining verses of Surah An-Nazi'at, the Surah before Surah Abbas, from verse number 27. أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. Is it you whose creation is more enormous, or the sky which he has built? He raised its vaults and fashioned it, and darkened its night and brought forth its day. And after that he spread out the earth and brought forth from it its water and pastures, and set firm the mountains as a place of sustenance for you and your livestock. If you remember, the surah started with a denial and rejection of the day of judgment and the dead coming back to life. And then there was the story of Musa and Pharaoh, and the way Pharaoh rebelled against the ayat of his Lord and became arrogant and fought against Musa. And now the verses go back to the issue of Akhirah again, because at the beginning, as I said, it was the issue of Akhirah which was a point of denial, and now going back to the issue of Akhirah and what will happen to those who rebel against the will of their Lord. Is it you whose creation is more enormous, or the sky which he has built? أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها. Now, why this is mentioned? Because, of course, at the beginning, the denial of coming back to life, the denial of the Day of Judgment, was because, is it possible at all? This is a very improbable type of event which one could imagine to happen. It is out of the power of Allah, so to speak, to do this. And therefore, here the argument is that which one is more enormous in creation, not harder or more difficult, because for Allah everything is the same, but which one is more enormous, your creation or the creation of the heavens, of the skies? Amis sama banaha, he has created it and has raised its vault and fashioned it. Why this is mentioned, while we know that the creation of human being is, of course, the peak of all creation? When Allah mentions the creation of human being, at the end he says, Fatabarakallah ahsanul khaliqin, how blessed is the best of the creators who has created human beings. And we know that the creation of human being, because of the soul and the spirit of God which is blown into it, is probably higher and more complicated than creation of the heavens. So why is it saying that the creation of heavens and skies is more enormous? Because, of course, the one who has created these heavens and these skies is able to give life back to the dead. This is the argument, of course, that is he able to bring back the dead to life? And of course, the one who has created the skies is able to do everything. It's just like the verse in Surah Yasin, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. Is not the one who created heavens and the earth able to create like of you human beings on the day of judgment. And of course he is, bala wa huwa al-khallaq wal-alim. Yes, he is the best of the creators, and he is the most, he's all-knowing, and therefore it's possible. It is easy for him. And here, of course, the skies, the way it's described here, rafa'a samkaha, he raised its vaults. Of course, samk is the highest place in a vault, where we have a vault with this steep type of roof. The highest place, the farthest place from the floor is the samk. It's the highest of the height of a place. So Allah has raised the height of these skies to a point where, of course, you cannot imagine. It talks certainly about the enormity, the huge size of the heavens, which, of course, is not imaginable for us. Now we can speak in light years, and we say, for example, there are stars or galaxies which are several billion light years away from us, which we really don't know what does that mean. It is very, very difficult to translate it for ourselves in terms of the distances that we know. But when human beings, right from the beginning of creation, looked into the skies, they knew that this is enormous, this is huge, and it is really huge. No one knows where this ends, and of course, according to the Quran, it is expanding day by day. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. We have created the heavens with power, with our power, and we are expanding it. And therefore, really, one cannot imagine what is the height or depth or whatever we may call it of the universe. So the skies which you can see from the earth, the depth of which, the height of which is not calculable, you cannot calculate it. Is this more enormous in creation or your creation? Rafa'a samkaha. Now, fasawaha, sawa, which is translated as fashioning, is probably best translated as putting different parts in order, different parts of something in order, like that what we have about human creation of human being. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ. When your Lord said that I am going to create a bashar, a human, from mud, from clay, and of course from clay, at the beginning it has no form, no shape, no order. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ, when I put everything of it in order, when I make it a real human being, with the head being where it should be, with the nose, with the eyes, with the ears being where it should be, and then, of course, I blew from my spirit into it, the spirit which is so sublime that Allah attributes it to himself, then you prostrate. So, taswiyah here means putting different things in order. So, about the skies, about the heavens, don't think that it's just an empty space where these stars and galaxies are just put there randomly, without any order. Everything Allah has measured and has put every single planet, star, in the place that it should be. So, sawaha fashioned it just as he sawa human beings, he fashioned human beings, putting everything in order, working as a type of organic, well-related different parts with each other. As human body, the heavens is the same thing, are the same thing. So, is it you whose creation is more enormous, or the sky which he has built? Now, of course, banaha might be a new sentence describing sama. He has built it as He has created human beings, and He has made it huge. Unlike you, who are small in size, He has made that huge. And despite that enormity in size, He has put everything in order. And as in many other verses, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 years. Things are working in a very organic way, in a very organized way, when, of course, the measurement of Allah and decrees of Allah come. And also, you can see other things in this sky. وَأَغْتَشَ لَيْلَهَا, darkened its night. وَأَخْرَجَ زُحَاهَا, brought forth its day. Now, day and night, of course, is something which is related to the solar system, because of the Earth revolving around the sun, night and day is created. So why it is somehow attributed to the whole sky, to the whole, or different skies, as if we can say, to the whole universe, while we know that the universe doesn't have night or day, it is due to the different solar systems that night and day come about. Well, it's clear, because there are different stars, different planets in this universe. Each of them have a night and day. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this phenomenon to work in the whole universe. And therefore, we can say that, yes, the whole skies have its night and the whole skies have its day. أَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا, darkened its night and brought forth its day. And of course, if we think about it, why this phenomenon is there, why, for example, in our own solar system, how important it is to have night and day, how important it is, especially for living beings, to have this revolution of day and night, one coming after another. If it wasn't there, of course, living beings on the earth wouldn't have been in the same way as we are today, because we need the rest at night. Probably most of the living beings need the rest at night and refresh and being at work on the day. So if we think about it, as we are told in the Quran, to think about our sleep, to think about the coming of day and night one after another, we would see that there is great wisdom in it. And after, of course, doing all this with the heavens, fashioning it, creating it, fashioning it, making the night and day in it, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ دَحَاهَا, and after that, He spread out the earth. There are two things here. First of all, what's the meaning of dahaha? Daha has two meanings. One is to spread, as you stretch something to become bigger and bigger. And the other one is to set rolling. It's as is said in different books of tafsir, daha means dahraja, means to set something to roll. Now, if we say it's to set something to roll, dahraja, it's clear that according to our knowledge of the earth today, is that the earth is going round itself, is rolling round itself, so to speak, and also going round the earth. So it's set rolling in different ways. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. If we take the meaning of spreading out, it means that it wasn't this size at the beginning. It was spread out, as we understand, as a type of sphere as it is now in this size. So any meaning we take from Daha, we should not ignore the fact that the earth at the very beginning of its creation was not like the earth that we know. It has evolved. Dahaha has this meaning of evolution, which goes with the creation of the earth. So, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَهَهَا. This is the first point about Daha. The second point here is that after creating the heavens, Allah has created the earth. Or Allah has set the earth rolling, or set the earth to evolve into the size that it is nowadays, which would show that the creation of the earth and the heavens were not simultaneous. The heavens were created, the stars, planets were created, and then the earth was created this way. However, there is another set of verses in Surah Fussilat which might insinuate a different meaning, saying that at the beginning, of course, the earth was created, and then the heavens were created. Now, the verses in Surah Fussilat, Surah 41, are verses number 9 onwards. قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, do you really disbelieve in him who created the earth in 2 days and ascribe partners to him? That is the Lord of all the worlds. He set in it firm mountains, rising above it, and blessed it, and ordained therein its various means of sustenance in 4 days, alike for all the seekers. Then, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ. Then he turned to the heavens, and it was smoke, and he said to it and to the earth, come willingly or unwillingly. They said, we come heartily. Then he set them up as 7 heavens in 2 days, and revealed in each heaven its ordinance. We have adorned the lowest heaven with lamps and guarded them. That is the ordaining of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Now, here, it is somehow understood that the earth was created before the heavens. Of course, the verses here say that when the earth was being created, the skies were like smoke, and God tended to them and created them as 7 heavens. And of course, the closest heaven to you, Sama'u Dunya, we adorned it with stars and planets, which is our universe. And certainly, from this we understand that other heavens or other skies are outside our universe, something that we have no knowledge of up till now. Now, how should we understand these two apparently contradicting accounts of the creation of the heavens and the earth, in which in one we have the earth was created and then the skies were created as 7 heavens, and in this one which says وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا, after creation of the skies the earth was spread. Now, usually in Arabic language, ثُمَّ is used for a sort of order in time. However, sometimes it's not used in terms of order in time. It's used in terms of order in mentioning things. Like, for example, in Surah Qalam, we have a description of some people saying, أُطُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ, and بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ as well. Someone who is very rebellious and with dishonored type of manner, zanim, which gives a sort of order in mentioning rather than order in the chronology or the time. Here, what we can say is that Allah has really left it vague for us, because the creation of the heavens and the earth were somehow simultaneously. It, at the same time that the heavens were evolving, the earth was evolving as well. And therefore we really cannot say which one was created before. The whole universe evolved, which of course included the earth in itself. And therefore we cannot say the earth was created first and the heavens were created after, or vice versa. And therefore, yes, we can say that Allah created the heavens, then created the earth, or Allah created the earth, then created the heavens. This is what these sets of different verses about creation of heavens and earth are trying to tell us, that you shouldn't think about a sort of time order in creation of which one was the first. This is what, of course, we understand now very easily in the light of the knowledge that we have. It was very difficult in the past to really figure out which one was created first. Anyhow, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرَآهَا, and brought forth from it its water and pastures, and set firm the mountains. وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا, different things which of course are created on the earth to make it some place, a place that we can live and use. And this is what is said, مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ, as a place of sustenance for you and your livestock. The whole earth with its pastures, with its mountains, with its water, is a place of sustenance for you and for your livestock that you eat. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, now returning again to the issue of the Day of Judgment, to the issue of Qiyamah. As we said, it started with the question of how Allah would raise the dead. It is very improbable. Now, the one who has created all these things for you as a place of sustenance, as a mata, and the term mata has the temporary type of concept in it. It's only for a while. It's not forever. These things are not going to last forever. Neither the earth nor the sky. It's just a mata. It's just for a certain time that you can use it for yourself, for whatever you have. And then, of course, comes the day when these things would change, would evolve. And that is this time. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, when the greatest catastrophe befalls. Now, طَامَّة is from تَمَّة, which is anything which goes above other things. So, طَامَّة is usually used for a catastrophe above which there is nothing else. We usually say that the death is the extreme catastrophe for a person, because beyond that there is no other catastrophe. However, of course, Quran says beyond this day there is no other catastrophe. This is the most difficult phase of human evolution towards his Lord. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, and why is it called Tamma? As we know, this is one of the most important phases of our evolution, and therefore it is something inevitable, and something that we eventually should go through, and something which is very instrumental to our going closer to our Lord and for Mu'minun to go to paradise. Why is called the catastrophe instead of saying that the most important phase, the most blessed phase of your life? Because, of course, the verses are talking about, is addressed to those who deny the Day of Judgment. And for them, this is, of course, the greatest catastrophe. This is something above which there is nothing else, which could be harder, which could be more unpleasant. So, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, when the greatest catastrophe befalls. And when that befalls, what will happen? Certain things will happen in that phase of your evolution. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, the day when man will remember his endeavors, or whatever he has done. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى. And hell is brought into view for one who can see. Now, there's no mention of paradise here, because as I said, this is addressed to the disbelievers, to those who denied that there would be such a day. And then, of course, why they deny is mentioned in the following verses. But what is important here, there are two things mentioned here which are worth paying attention to. The first thing is that on that day, man would remember what they have done. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. And يَتَذَكَّرُ means that they had forgotten it before, and now they remember it. Now, usually we have done many things in our lives that we can remember. Even now we can remember. Why it is said that on that day man would remember what they have done? يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. The day when man would remember his endeavor. It is an unqualified type of attribute for that day, that you will remember. Well, the reason is that although we remember things that we have done, first of all, we do not remember all the things that we have done in our lives. We usually forget. We forget very easily things. And secondly, we do not know the reality of what we do in this world. Whether it's a sin or it's a good act, we do not really know what these things mean when we go to another phase, when we go to afterlife. When we go to afterlife, all these things are brought to our view, are brought to our attention. And we remember that, yes, we did these things. However, we remember them not because if we see them as we have done it in this world, well, of course, that's just a show of a parade of these actions in front of our eyes. It's not the case. We are shown other things which are different from our actions, but which have been created, which have been produced as a result of what we have done in this world, and those things remind us of what we have done. And this, of course, this type of explanation would give us the understanding of tajassum al-a'mal, the incarnation of actions. Your actions would come to you in a different form. You see them in a different form. And when you see them, you are reminded of what you have done in this world. If you have said a lie, if you have done an evil act to others, or if you have paid a sadaqah, if you have done something good, if you have prayed for Allah, you see them in different forms there. And then you are reminded of what you have done in this world. Now, this, of course, this concept, this idea is mentioned in different verses of the Quran. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ in Surah Isra. طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. For every human being, we have tied his omen to his neck. And our omens are our actions. Because according to the teachings of the Quran and teachings of Islam, there is nothing as luck or omen or good omen or bad omen. Whatever is there in terms of luck or good or bad omen is a result of our actions. So your omens, your actions are tied to your neck. And you cannot see them now. On the day of judgment, we, of course, make it so open that he can see it and everyone else can see it. وَنُخْرَجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا. We take it out in the form of a book on the day of judgment. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. He meets it while this book is open. And we say, اقرأ كتابك. Read your book. كَفَى بِنَفْسَكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. That means, see what you have done. This is your book. See what you have done. And in Surah Qaf, of course, we have, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ هَذَا. You were ignorant about this. You were not thinking, imagining that such a thing would exist. Now we have removed the veil from before your eyes, and you can see sharply what was always with you, and you could not see it. So on that day, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, the day when a person is reminded of what they have done, remember, because they see their actions incarnated in different forms. And of course, this remembrance would not benefit them, because that's now when the actions are going to encompass them. يَوْمَ إِذِن يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ, on that day human beings would remember, وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى, and what benefit this remembrance would have for them. Of course, no benefit if the actions are not good. This is one thing. On that day, يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, everyone remembers what they have done. In other words, our personality, which is a totality of our actions, of what we did and what we believed in this world, this is our personality, not what we think we are. Because usually in this world we think in terms of our conventional subjective understanding of our relations. For example, I am a boss, I am a learned person, I am a president, or I am a law employee, or something like that. This is how we understand our relations in this world. However, in the next world, our personality is not made by these type of conventions. Our personality is what we have done and what we have believed. That's all. A very concrete reality. And therefore, on that day, you would see your personality before your eyes very clearly. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى. And one other thing, the hell is brought into view for one who sees, means for everyone. Of course, everyone would see on that day. So for anyone who see, the hell is brought to view. And this means burrezat is brought into view, means that hell has always been there, but it's out of our sight. It's out of our view. As paradise is always there, it's out of our view. You know, one of the theological issues which have been discussed by theologians is that whether the hell and paradise are already created or they will be created on a day. And usually Shia theologians and scholars, they believe that hell and paradise are already created and they are there. And Saduq Rahmatullah alayhi in his Etiqadat says that our belief is that hell and paradise are already created. Now, already created doesn't mean that human beings have entered that phase of creation which can see these things. We cannot see hell, we cannot see paradise, we cannot feel, experience. When we go to that phase, then, as clearly is mentioned here and in other verses, then it would be possible to see the hell, to see the paradise. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, paradise is brought close for muttaqin, as if it was something very, very far away from the phase of their creation, as we have in Surah Takwir. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ sorry, that's not in Takwir. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ, and hell will be brought into view for the misguided ones. So it's not the case that whether they are created or not, because we know that Allah in one go has created everything. You just take out the factor of time and you can imagine very nicely, very easily, that Allah in one go has created everything up to the end of creation. But it is us who need this time to go phase by phase to feel and see these things. And therefore, here, very, of course, eloquently, this concept is brought to our attention, that the hell is already there, but it will be brought into our view, into our attention. وَبُرَّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لمن يرى فأما من تغى. And then of course there are two different destinies there, that inshallah we leave it for our next session. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Thank you very much indeed, Sheikh Allah. Sheikh, I think you have given me a chill down the spine now, actually, because these verses are frightening. For example, if I've done even a small sin, I will see the reality of it, and the reality will last for God knows for how long, even a small sin.
Yeah.
I will not only suffer mentally, but also physically from the fire, unless Allah forgives that.
Yeah.
And hence also, and similarly, if I've done something good, the goodness of that, I will see it for so long, how long, and hence, our lives will be going on indefinitely. Is that the...
Yeah, that's true. Of course, if Allah forgives something, that then you would not remember it and you would not see it. So that's the good news, actually.
Thank you. So we'll have to be now careful. Okay. Brothers and sisters, any... Riyadh? Zuhair? Any sisters? Either? But they are ready. They're getting ready. So if you are ready,
As-salamu alaykum, Shaykh. Shaykh, you know this the business of the Ta'ammat al-Kubra. Is that the Day of Judgment or it's before the Day of Judgment? Because it says, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. When the Day of Judgment comes, you read your book in front of you. There is no need to remember anything. It's already in front of you. So you don't need to use your memory anymore.
Yeah.
أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقَهُ. So your book is there. This part of it. And it seems every time, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ is always related to those who do not believe. So it seems, is this the actual Day of Judgment or it is the time before the Day of Judgment where we sit and remember all these things and you say, as if I wish I did this better or I wish I did this different?
No, Tammatul Kubra or other terms used, like for example, Al-Qari'a or Al-Haqqa, or terms like this, is usually used for the Day of Judgment. There is nothing which, for example, death could not really be described as Tammatul Kubra, or Barzakh could not be described as Tammatul Kubra, because there is always something above that. Tammatul Kubra is a catastrophe above which there is nothing else, and that should be Day of Judgment. And then, of course, what ensues, like going to hell and these things. Now, why it says يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ? This is what I try to explain. That, of course, what we see there is not what we understand from our actions in this world. Is our actions incarnated into a form which is suitable for that life, suitable for that world. And therefore, when we see them, we remember what we have done. It's not our actions in the sense that, for example, when we lie, we see that lie there. That lie cannot be seen, of course, because lie is something which does not exist. It is transformed into a form which we can see it, an evil form which we can see it on that day. And that reminds us of what we have done. This is why it is said, يَتَذَكَّر. And then, if this is the case, then yes, good actions could be remembered as well. If we see our good actions in forms which are different from what we have done in this world, pleasant forms, of course, then we are reminded of what we have done in this world. This is like what Allah mentions repeatedly about the Day of Judgment, which says, فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. He informs you of what you were doing. Of course, this should not be imagined in this way that Allah speaks to us, counting one by one what we have done. يُنَبِّئُكُمْ informs you of what you have done. If we take it literally, it means that we should sit and Allah would tell us one by one what we have done in this world. While we could understand it in a different way, and that is Allah would show us what we have done, would give us the accurate account of what we have done in this world in terms of the forms that they have found in that world. This is his enba' of what we have done. And therefore, when we see those things, we remember what we have done in this world. And it is, it could go smoothly with the idea of Day of Judgment, I think.
Thank you. Any sisters? Any sisters or brothers? No? Nobody? Riyadh? Jahan? No sisters? No brothers? Nobody? Yeah,
it's
okay,
because
sure.
Of time change, so... Yeah.
Just a minute, there's a doctor there.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
والأرض بعد ذلك دحا. Some people celebrate يوم الدحو. Does it mean that it happens in one day? And how this day was appointed, that was the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the dahw.
Yeah.
How it comes?
That's dahw, they say, it is the spread of the land over the sea. And they say that the start of the dahw al-ard was from beneath where Kaaba is placed now. And that's why they say Kaaba is the place where dahw al-ard started. And that means when, this is according to the theory, that at the beginning the whole earth was covered by water. There was no land. It was all sea, oceans. And then the first piece of land which appeared because of subsiding of the water was the land on which Kaaba was built. And then from there, the land spread. The water subsided and the land spread. And that is what is called Dahwul Arz. Now, whether this ayah which talks about Dahwul Arz would refer to that idea, Wal Arza Ba'da Dhalika Dahaha, or to the creation of the whole earth in itself, usually the exegetists do not take it as that Dahwul Arz, which is on 24th of Dhul Qa'dah. They say 24th of Dhul Qa'dah was the day from on which the first piece of land appeared on the earth, and it was on the beneath the Kaaba, and then it was a spread. They take it as the creation and dahw of the whole sphere of earth, which is a type of not earthly development, but the whole earth developing in itself.
Who said that this day was the day of
24th of Dhul Qa'dah? It's in our traditions. It's in our traditions that 24th of Dhul Qa'dah was the day of Dahw al Arz. Yeah.
Sisters, any sisters before we come back to Brother Haider?
Sheikh, it's back to this business of the Dahwul Ard again. I think it goes more correctly with the saying that it was spread, the meaning of Dahwul rather than the rolling or the starting of rolling of the earth. Because it says in here, you know, when we say وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا, that means there is already a night and a day. That means already rolling, because you cannot have night and day without the earth is rolling. Mm-hmm. Because when it goes around the sun, you get the four seasons. When it goes around itself, it gets the day and night. So there already exists day and night on earth.
When it was set rolling, it was already...
exist. Then after that, وَالْأَرْضَ دَحَاهَا. So that came afterwards. Is that according
to... No, it says, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا.
Yeah.
أَغَطَشَ لَيْلَهَا. So, after that setting it on roll, then night and day appeared. So it goes with it as well.
Okay.
So maybe I don't get your point. So.
What's happened is, it says, وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا. So it's the night and day was already there.
No. It says, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَغْطَشَ مِنْهَا لَيْلَهَا.
No, رَفَعَ سَمْكَ فَسَوَّاهَا وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا.
Oh, yes.
وَالْأَرْضَ
بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا.
So the earth came third stage. First the sky, then the day and night.
So it goes with the spreading in that way.
Yes, it goes with the spreading
than
rather
setting
than with
it
the day of...
Yeah, right, you are right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification. Sisters, any sisters, please? No brothers?